Hello and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes and this is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. Now, I'm actually recording this on the 29th because tomorrow going away for a couple of days, so there won't be Naked Englishman podcasts, and I'm going to be busy in the morning, so I thought probably best to record this now. So I'll put this out on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Apparently that's what it is, and it will be the 30th of March. 30 days has September, April, June and November, so 31st, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. I don't know why I counted up to 6, it was just the 30th and the 31st, and then we start again in April. Oh, so April the 1st is Monday, isn't it? Yeah, cool. I don't know what I'm doing, really. Anyway, point is, it's actually, as I recall this, 20 past 5 in the evening. I have now been up nearly 12 hours because I got up at 5:30 this morning, which is fine. I'm still firing on all cylinders, although I think I might make myself a cup of coffee. The lovely Julia has left a caramelised red onion chutney pot, which I am going to put some tobacco in when it's completely dry. Meanwhile, I'm going to use the stove here to fill up some hot water for my fire. I'm going to use the stove to fill up some hot water, not for my... Am I more coherent in the mornings? I think I am. To make myself a real coffee with my cafetiere. Oh, alors, it is cafetiere time. Bing. For I have on the table a little bottle of cafetiere stuff. Yes, well, coffee. I have coffee, which I am now going to place. I don't know why I'm doing it in a French accent. I assume that's because it's a cafetiere is a French sounding name. Or is it Italian? Aye, it's a cafetiere. It's a nut. Oh. I put the cafetiere lid with the plunger into the coffee pot with the dried coffee, which was a bit silly. Aye, you're doing it all wrong. What is the matter with you, you stupid English man? Yeah, it's all right for you, mate. Anyway, coffee's in there. Going to make one of those. It's going to be great. So what have I done today? I can talk about my day to you, which will be a little more interesting. Well, I've lit the Essie. That's one thing I have done. I'm just putting some logs on. And I've got some bacon. I'm going to do scrambled egg, because I've got to use up the scrambled eggs. Got to use up the eggs to scramble. Today, well, I got up and I did the Naked Englishman. I recorded the day's podcast. I got up and did the Naked Englishman. I then went and did my morning monologue, which was about somebody had called me a shill and all of this nonsense. And then I recorded the smoking video, which will go out. It'll go out tomorrow as I record this, but today as you listen to it, if you listen to it on the day it goes out. It's terribly complicated. And so that was that. I also edited up a video that I had recorded with somebody called Callum about journalism, which went out at lunchtime this afternoon. I edited that and scheduled it and did all that. So that was all of that. I did sit out in the sunshine and read a little bit of my book, which was lovely. I smoked my pipe, which was even more lovely. And what else did I do? Well, Julia came over a little later. We sat outside. I did a bit of sketching. And then we've been sorting out clothes and things that we're going to take. I've been charging up batteries, getting my cameras ready to take with me. I'm taking my GoPro and my DSLR, because we're going to be feeding, we're going to be doing lambing, we're going to be looking at piglets, and we're going to possibly be feeding a calf from a cow by hand, which will be rather lovely. So, you know, a lot going on. But first, before I continue, I'm going to have a whiskey. I enjoy a little whiskey at dinner time. It's only Jameson's, I'm afraid. One hasn't got the budget at this moment, or even the ability to purchase. I can't go into a supermarket, you see. I think this is That's the bottle empty. It was only a little bottle, but the lovely Julia bought me this lovely little bottle, and I can't help thinking it's got another use, but I'm not sure what. But anyway, I'm going to have a little taster of this. Ah! Yes, I could have another one of those later on, but I can't because I haven't got another bottle and I'm not going to go and buy one. It would have been nice to have taken, you know, it's like a hip flask size. But anyway, it is what it is. I might see if I can get the label off. Julia has a... now, we mentioned this in the smoking video, but Julia has come up... Well, actually, a viewer came up with it, and Julia did the practical side of it, of getting labels off using a hairdryer, which I thought was ingenious, and I have tried that. So that's very good. Got my coffee on the way. So that's rather jolly. So I'm going to have some dinner now. And probably have an early night because I slept, I got up early. So the other thing I need to sort out this evening is some pipes to take with me. Now, I have a pipe bag, which is good. I don't know where it is off the top of my head. I've got my laptop to sort out. So I've got a few things to do. My laptop and my pipe bag. I need to sort out some pipes and some tobacco to take with me. Pipe cleaners, flint for the light. You know, you're away for a few... Well, not long, a couple of days, but, you know, it's nice to have a few home comforts with you, isn't it? Well, I think so. I keep dropping this little funny thing that goes in a pipe. It's a little filter thing, but I don't bother with those because I think they're a bloody nuisance, personally. You might think differently if you smoke a pipe. Maybe you do smoke a pipe and you do have the little filters in. Books. Probably, you know, in the evening, we probably want to sit... and do things. We don't watch television even when we're away. And it's funny, you go to these Airbnbs and they're in the middle of nowhere. It's still a bloody telly in there. Oh, the kettle is boiling. Yippee! It says, I'm boiled! So I'll just let that cool down a little bit before I pour it on the coffee. In here, in the oven, you're getting behind the scenes here, as it happens. We've got some bacon, which I've taken out of the frigid. Out of the deep frigid. Oh, I made a bit of a blunder today. But fortunately, Julia noticed. Bear with me, I'll tell you what the blunder was. I'm just looking for... where the devil is it? I've got some tweezers. Here we are. Tweezers for the bacon, you see. So the blunder was, when I was filming the smoking video, I did it in the kitchen. It's a nice little setting. I like the kitchen as a background. So I sat in the kitchen and I did it. But because the fridge, which is very old, makes quite a bit of a noise, I turned it off. Yes, well, you know what I'm going to say is I forgot to turn it back on again, didn't I? Right, I'm using these tweezers to separate the bacon because where it was frozen, it has... Now, well, where it was frozen, it was all stuck together. But now, as it's defrosting in there, it's not yet cooked, but it is defrosting in this little pan. I'm just separating out the strands. I'm having streaky bacon. I do like streaky bacon. It's got more fat on it. But I do like it crispy. So I'm just going to try and drain some of this. Luckily, Farm Shop bacon doesn't come with that much water. I'm actually roasting them so they can sit in the oven and roast away, which is nice. And how is this? That's doing all right. This is the pot. I have put it on the Essie upside down to try and dry it out. Right, let's put the water into the cafetiere. There it goes. Hopefully you can hear that. I like to give you the sound effects. I think it gives you a sort of an audio, an aorial, is it? An aorial thing. This is in stereo. I don't know if you listen on your headphones. You should hear all this in stereo. You know, in theory, you should be hearing the tapping of the cafetiere and the stirring on the right-hand side. Hang on, the left-hand side. It depends. I never quite know which is right and which is left. Well, I know that sounds stupid, but as it's looking at me, it would be on its left. As I look at the device that records, it's on the right. That as is on my right, but is it on your left? Is it on your right? That tapping sound. Because I'm not quite sure. If I was to turn around and have my ears in the same, it's like somebody facing me. Do you know what I mean? If you were facing me and looking at me, something on my right is on your left because you're now facing me. It's like the mirror business, isn't it? Does that make sense? Of course it does. I've used words to describe everything and you understood perfectly. Now, the thing I wanted to know, one of the things I need to know, ouch, cool, that's very hot, that glass jar, is this wide enough for the tobacco and a pipe? Because when you start putting tobacco into the pipe, you do need it wide enough. Now, I have got a Kilner jar, which is all right, but that's quite big to take away, and I like to leave it here. Or I have another pot. Ah, wait a minute. These lids are identical. So that's had a few things in. So I can actually, I thought this pot was just slightly bigger, but it's not quite. But they work as well. Anyway, it's nice to have a jar full of tobacco, isn't it? I think so. Anyway, I'll let that carry on drying. And I did stir my coffee. I'm going to get that going. And just get rid of the few coffee crumbs, you know, the powdered stuff that ended on the little funnel bit. Right, poke that in and let that stand for a while. And I have a little cup that I use mainly for cafetiere coffee because it's a little smaller and it fills it right up. But what I do like to do, in order to keep the coffee warm or hot at least, I put a bit of hot water. I've got a little left in the kettle and I put that into the cup to warm the cup. Now, the trick is to remember you've got water in the cup, because if it's clear water and the cup is white, it's very often sometimes you forget you put water in the cup, and I have in fact poured the coffee into the cup, into the cold or warmish water, and it's been stupid. So I must remember that, because then you know, you've diluted your coffee so much and it's cooler, and it's ridiculous. Now the I'm going to turn the Essie down a bit, which you might think, well, how do you do that? Because it's a fire. But there are little levers on this to help you adjust the heat. And already, in the space of, well, actually, it has been going about an hour. It is quite warm, and it's warming up the house. I want it warm because I want to have a bath tonight, so that when we leave in the morning, I might even have a bath in the morning, it depends. Depends what time I get up. But I need the water to get hot, so it'll be a few hours before that water, because I had a bath this morning, and I used up most of the water, and then throughout the day I've used it, and of course I haven't had the Essie on. And another thing I need to do is get some washing through the washing machine, which I may do now. I think I'll just have another snifter of this whiskey, and I shall leap up the stairs and get the washing. There's not a lot of washing, actually. In fact, I could sometimes I use a shirt perhaps more than one day, so I could have a look and see if there's anything else I could wash. Maybe I wash these joggers, and maybe this shirt. There we go, just to give it enough. I'm just putting you up on a shelf for a minute whilst I pick up the washing, and I shall get this going, I think. I might even wash this old cloth that probably needs. And actually, I'm going to wash the flannel, because I could take that with me. And in the end, I've actually got quite a lot of washing now. So coming down the stairs, as you can hear, back into the kitchen. You'll have to tell me if you quite like these charging about the house ones, or whether you just like the mixture. Because sometimes sometimes, as you know, I can be quite philosophical. I haven't been overly philosophical recently. And other times, just sorting out the washing machine. Other times, not so philosophical, and sometimes it's just charging about. Now, that tapping you can hear is me trying to knock the lumps out of the non-bio washing powder. I don't actually like using washing powder, and I don't use it very often, which is why it's got lumps in it. Because it's a chemical. But because in there is a few rather grubby things, including the rags I've used for the washing the car, or drying the car, and a couple of dirty flannels, as well as a rather manky old towel, plus a shirt and some joggers. I wanted, you know, sufficient cleaning chemicals in there to do it. I wouldn't normally do it for sort of socks and pants and things, because unless you've had skid marks or something. We don't talk about that here, because I try not, and ordinary shirts, you know, I think water in and of itself in a good wash, if you've not worn them in and got them sweaty, it will mostly wash the stuff out. Because I think I've used soap nuts, but I've run out of soap nuts. They're pretty good, but I don't like using washing powder anymore. Right, I think it's time to pour the coffee out, by which time it's probably time to wrap this up a bit. And what I can do, oh yes, that plunger is just sinking down nice and easily without being stuck. And what I can do is then upload the file and get the thing ready so that in the morning I just shove it across and it will release it. There's no point in me releasing it early because you'll hear it before it's supposed to go out. I don't suppose that matters. The main thing is to not worry if you don't hear from me for a couple of days, because I'm not going to take the Naked Englishman business with me. Right, I've made the coffee. I'll leave the whiskey in here to come back to when I'm cooking. Hopefully the bacon will be all right, a little bit longer. And I'm making my way into the office. And just before I go, I think I'll just run through some of the things that we're taking. Now, whether we use all of it, I don't know, but I do like to make lists. Are you a list maker? So I've got clothes for the show. Oh yes, because on the way back, I've got to do a show somewhere. A talk. In Glastonbury, I think it is. I need to just double check that, where it is. But I think it's Glastonbury. Anyway, so we've got clothes for the show. So we've sorted out some of those. A waistcoat and a jacket and whatever. Clothes for daily use. Yes, laptop, camera, media, batteries and charger, tripod. And leads. I don't know why I put tripod and leads. GoPro, because a tripod doesn't need any leads. GoPro card handle, oh, the thing that holds the GoPro, and charger. Microphones. I've been charging up my radio microphones. Two lots of microphones. Drone. Actually, I need to charge up the drone, although I could do that there. Probably won't use it the first day. Sketchbook, reading book, journal book. Oh, journal book, that's up there. What's that? Phone and leads. Oh yes, pipe and tobacco and lighter, food and cool box. Got to decide what food we're going to take, because I don't know what we're going to do food wise down there. Jacket, hat, overcoat in case it's cold at night, and we probably can't smoke indoors, you see. Supplements, take some magnesium and iodine and whatever. Slippers, we're in a little cabin. And some cash for farm shop, because we want to go to a farm shop once we're down there. You'd think we're going for a week, but it's only a couple of days, really. But it's you know, I've got a van, so I can fill all the stuff. We're not actually staying in the van, they're putting us up, which is very nice, on their farm and getting to see how they operate and make a film or two. So it should be fun, definitely will be fun. Right, coffee is tasty. I've just had a slurp of that. It's time to say arrivederci to you lot, and I'll speak to you in a couple of days. Thank you for listening if you did. Until next time, ta-ta.